This is an interview between Manny Silver and Marjorie Monaghan Dam on the 31st of January 1987. Manny is my great uncle by marriage. Manny, first of all, tell me about your parents. Where did they come from and when did they come to England?
They came to England in the early 1890s. And I had a dreadful time in Russia, where my mother came from Bardichev and my father came from Kiev. There were pogroms and the Jews were persecuted unmercifully. And they ran for their lives, got on a boat and spent the 2 weeks coming to England on the deck of the boat. And there was a young baby in her arms. And how they managed that day, I don't know. But when they came to England, they landed in the east end of London, in the river, in the docks. And they were taken to a shelter in Leman Street. And there they were kept until they could find somebody to take care of them and to give them a home. Well, at the immigration, custom people asked him his name. He said, "My name is Charette." They said, "How do you spell it?" He says, "Goodness knows, I don't know how to spell it in English." However, he met a man there whose name was Goldstein. He said, "Look, my name is Goldstein. You be Silverstein." And he wrote it down for him. That was that. And our name has been Silverstein ever since. There have been one or two slight changes. Now we're called Silver. However, they found accommodation in Wentworth Street, which is in the heart of the East End of London. It's so romantic, this Wentworth Street. It's an Aladdin's cave of romance and beauty. And the aroma and smell of the food and the vegetables and the cucumbers, the pickled cucumbers, and the acetylene lamps on these stalls at night was, today I think, is the most wonderful thing I can remember. However, they found accommodation in a penthouse in one of the buildings for 3 shillings a week. It was right on the top of 8 or 9 floors high, and my poor mother trudged up and down these stairs. Today I don't think they can do it, they've got the guts. These people had terrific courage. They came to England, they didn't know the language. The first job my father got, I was told, was in a cap-making factory. And he came home with great joy, gave my mother 12 copper coins. And they didn't know the value of it, of course. And they exploited these poor people who came from other countries.
Were these Jewish people he worked for? Did Jewish people?
Oh, yes, of course. And there were all Jewish people in the East End of London, all in the same position as my parents. I was born in 1909, and I was the last of quite a big family. We all lived in 2 rooms in this penthouse, and they were so hard up at different times, they even took in a lodger.
Where did the lodger sleep? Where did the lodger sleep?
Pardon?
Where did the lodger sleep?
On the floor. Anyway, these people were so desperate. Mm-hmm. And they got so used to poverty that they didn't think anything of it at all. Mm-hmm. And they all lived happily together. They all helped each other in one way or another.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about your brothers and sisters. You were the youngest.
Brothers and sisters, of course, I was the youngest. They were much older than me. And they all found sort of jobs working in hats factories, making millinery hats. And
what language did you speak at
home? We only spoke Yiddish at home. That was the only language we knew. Mm-hmm. And as my brothers and sisters went out into the world, and they spoke the English, and I became bilingual.
Yes.
And I still speak perfect Yiddish today.
Your English is quite good, too.
My English is not too bad, I suppose. I'm understood.
Did you ever speak English so that your parents couldn't understand you?
Well, there were times, but then we never did that. Mm-hmm. We only spoke Yiddish to our parents because that's all they could understand.
Yes.
And they were very hard-working people. Mm-hmm. But the pathetic thing was that when you walked up the staircase, there was aromas from each house. You could smell what they were cooking. And in other places, if you went up a bit later at night, you could smell something much worse. Every house, every room had the Red Army. We called them the Red Army, they were bugs. And there were so many, the mattresses were swarmed with them. And they couldn't afford to buy the powder to kill them, so they took a candle and went along the mattress right away along the line, and you could smell these down things. It was horrible, and yet it was had some sort of thrilling way about it, I don't know. And then I must remind myself of this. I had lovely memories of Goulston Street. Now that was a street just running off the side of Wentworth Street, and at the top of the street there was a Brook Bond's tea factory, and next to that was the Goulston Street Baths, and for one penny you could have a bath. And I, to say be economical, I went with my brother to the same bath, because I was a tiddler, and he was a big chap, and for 3 halfpence, there was a penny halfpenny, we had this bath, and if you wanted hot water you shouted, "Hot water number 7! Or cold water number 7, and it is coming in now, be careful." And that was really thrilling.